What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Inside the Star is brought to you by Best Buy Windows and Siding, Reliant AC, and Greystone Roofing. They've got you covered when the hits keep coming. Sean Treif, RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Belt here in Oxnard, California for a really fun practice yesterday. Bob, this felt like red zone the entire time.
Yeah, it was very active. There was a lot of team period stuff. You know, we had been out here Monday, and we talked about it was a little boring, to be honest. It was just, I mean, even when they're out there doing team period stuff, it was like, all right, we're doing run game, and then we're doing all of our passes off of run game looks and things like that. And so you didn't really feel like you got the same sort of competitive juices that you've gotten in some of these other ones. But this one yesterday, yeah, this was a lot of red zone stuff. This was a lot of two-minute drill work and doing different things like that. And, the offense had a good day overall. It was a good day for Joe Milton for the most part. It was a good day for Dak Prescott. They were able to have a lot of success in those red zone areas. So it was a very active practice, and it was a chippy one. They were fighting with each other a little bit. They were pushing. They were shoving. And it was starting to irritate your head coach.
And it happened multiple times?
Yeah, I mean, we probably had, I don't know, six, seven, eight, like, shoving matches that, like, had to be broken up. I mean, so Schottenheimer yesterday had said, like, if guys can't control themselves, they're going to be kicked out of practice. And that's what happened. He kicked a Johnny Cornelius, the rookie tackle from Oregon. He kicked him out of practice yesterday.
And Bobby got the quotes from Shoddy saying, quote, "You want to fight? Let's effing fight. Get your ass on the sideline."
Yep, we ended practice 15 minutes early, probably, and the last 5 minutes of it was just...
I wish they'd fight every day.
You guys run laps. Yep. You guys go back and forth, and so he was not happy with them. This was the final one that did it. It was a Peyton Turner, Terrence Steele shoving match, but that was like, I don't know, probably over the course of 9 plays, it happened 3 or 4 times in a row.
And as predicted, social media ate this up. Absolutely loved it.
They've come around on him. They are now full blown Brian Schottenheimer fans at social media. Some of the stuff that was in there, these are the quote tweets. I'm like, get him right. Love this. No more pretty boy crap. Get him right, Shoddy. This caught my attention. Maybe a good change for this team. I'm drinking the Shoddy Kool-Aid. Real coaching. I love Shoddy's energy. And then there's one person here who said, this team's winning 6 games at most.
Well, yeah, I mean, like that's the other side of that is...
No, my favorite part was the media member, the snarky media member. I'm not going to say his name. When it happened, he goes, that's 2 wins. 2 wins right there. Clarence Hill and Calvin and Calvin Watkins have kind of been mocking the culture thing throughout, you know, our hype right. factor with it and mocking it throughout the whole offseason. It wasn't them that said it, but someone goes, 2 wins, those laps, that's 2 extra wins.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, you could look at it like that's the, you know, he's getting them right, you know, or the thing, the other side is, well, why are they getting into so many fights in the first place? You know what I mean? Like, because you go around other camps, are there this many fights, shoving matches this early in camp? Usually you don't get sick of these guys until like week three or four.
I love that both things are happening. I really do.
I'm fine with it.
I love that they're fighting with each other, and I love that Brian Schottenheimer is cussing them out and making them run. I love both of it. Things around here have been way too soft and way too loose, in my opinion. And CeeDee Lamb, who's going to sit down with us at 7:20, I felt basically said that. Over the teams, I can't believe it's year six for him. When he sat down and told us,
said that, I was like, dear God.
No, it's four, right? It may be five. Year six, are you kidding me? But they've been soft, they've been dumb, they've been undisciplined for years, in my opinion. And so I'm glad that all this is happening.
Yeah, my only question would be like, are they getting into fights because they are even more undisciplined?
I mean, I don't think you're seeing the penalties out here that we've seen at practices before. Like, we're not seeing a whole bunch of issues with, like, undisciplined penalty stuff. It's more just chippiness.
Right.
So, which I think is, that's a distinction. Like, that's something that needs to be noted. But it's, I think that they are, this is a product of, we need to ramp up the intensity with them.
Yeah.
You're going to get some of this naturally.
Well, the injuries we talked about. Nick Harris tweeted this. They're up over 300%. What a calculation by Nick. Through the first six practices at Cowboys training camp, injuries are up over 300%.
See, I don't care for that term. Just say they're up three. They're triple.
How did he calculate and track the injuries over the last Cowboy training camps in the first 6 weeks?
Well, for the first six practices. We were working on that the other night together, trying to get the numbers down.
Oh, you assisted in this.
And so,
would you go back and research every article on DallasCowboys.com to see who got nicked up?
So, no, I would actually, I mean, we did, Dallas Cowboys has a monthly feed. So you go Dallas Cowboys, and it's the same URL, July-2024-updates. And so if you just change the year and the month, you can then go back. And then
is impressive.
You search Dallas Cowboys in quotes and injury, and then you go to Google search, and you search for only results that were within the days of those six practices.
Wow. So this is the stat that they came up with.
It was three.
Look, injuries. I don't need to hear how you virgins came up with this on your Friday night.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it was three. It's every year it's been three injuries through the first six practices the last 3 years. They've had three injuries. This year it was 10.
Schottenheimer was asked about it and whether they need to back off. He said, we need to have a physical camp. We need to pop, hit, and thud. Physicality has been a big emphasis for us. And then he said, the best thing you can do for any offensive line, any team offense, when you're playing elite defensive linemen, is pound the freaking football. Just freaking try to shove it up their ass. And that's what we're going to try to do. Yeah. We're going to be physical. That's what Brian Schottenheimer said. Physical. And I loved repeating it.
This was, and I mean, they do need some of that. We've talked about this before with, like, Sam Williams, for instance. How much do you tell Sam Williams, pull it back? Like, I mean, you have to tell him to some extent. But if you start telling him to pull it back too much, you're now taking away who he is as a player.
Yeah.
And you're taking away the edge that it gives you. Same thing with Tyler Booker, who we talked to yesterday. If you told Booker, like, hey, you got to pull it back some, you risk changing the makeup of him as a player.
Here's CeeDee Lamb afterwards on all the scrapping that's taking place.
Yeah, it's not never going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So, like, as for us, we just got to be able to, like, hone it in. Like, okay. That's what we on. All right, I'll see you next play. So go in a huddle, get your play, and then line up again. We finna do this again. Like, so we had that type of energy. Once we get to that point, we had that type of energy, we're gonna be a scary team.
So we know that the bromance is taking place out here between Lamb and George Pickens. George Pickens opening up with the G-Bag Nation for a fantastic interview and sit down. And here is a CD on how George has been helping him with the offense.
I mean, it's pretty much night and day, because if I have two guys on me, I can guarantee you the ball is going to him, because we're on the same side. And if there's two guys on me, he's one-on-one. So do what you want with that info. But it's honestly fun. Just him understanding the process of taking what we do in meetings and then bringing it out on the field, and him immediately having it click to him on the walkthroughs, is kind of impressive. And I like that because I'm that type of receiver too. I find it fun and learning a new offense.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Fence in. Figuring out how they're going to integrate me with it. So as for him, I'm proud of him for it. But I need him to keep doing it too.
And he told us that he knew George. I was like, this bromance, did this just pick up when Pickens got dealt? And he goes, no, I knew him back from Pittsburgh. And the final thing on George yesterday at the podium, things he's picked up from his other wideout.
Nah, the greatest thief of joy is comparisons. Trust me. It would kill you. So as for GP, we gonna fight to our strengths. If he love them jump balls, go ahead and get it. If you feel like I need to go get them, I'll be over there. He knows that. So like for us, it's just playing off one another. Whoever's high, whoever got the high hand, good luck. You know what I'm saying? Because we probably on fire. You dig what I'm saying? So like as for him, we gonna just play to our strengths. Understand like who got the high hand, who's feeling what. If you feeling it, he can have it. If not, I take it and. That's just, I feel like we're going to be the best version of ourselves, and that's how we're going to get the most out of it. Because once you instill that confidence within both of us, that we can be who we think we are, it's going to be a tough duo to stop.
God, he's got so much drip, so much sweat. Makes me sick with Bobby and my wife loving his style so much. You can just hear it dripping and the audio quotes. So that's CeeDee Lamb at the podium. Other things happening yesterday here in Oxnard. Bobby, what else from the practice field?
Yeah, I thought Marshawn Nyland was really, really good yesterday. And he's continued to be active in a number of ways. He's good against the run. He's been getting his hands up in passing lanes. He's been knocking down passes. He did it again yesterday. And he's shown a little bit more pass rush than he did last year. And they felt like he had the capacity to be that. He just needed to build his toolbox to get there. But he had a really nice rush yesterday where he kind of got the best of Tyler Smith and they had to blow a play dead. I thought Jake Ferguson down here in red zone had a really nice play. It looked very similar to Jason Witten, the kind of crafty route he would run on one of those Y options. And then the thing everybody was watching yesterday, I felt like on the beat, was Nathan Thomas, the left tackle, and him stepping in for Tyler Guyton and how he was playing. And he was good. He didn't have really any issues at all. He was pretty steady the entire practice.
What? You adjusted it, but all I was hearing was your nostril breathing with your microphone. Your eyes look glossy. I can't tell what's off about you. I can't tell whether you're tired. I can't tell.
Oh, no, I got a lot of sleep. I went to bed at like 8 o'clock.
Okay. He popped that molly for Club Portillo here when he was flipping the strobe light. So it's just hitting him. He's got those flying saucer eyes.
So my allergy pill timing is off out here. You know, I don't take it before the show for right here. I take it like after.
Yeah.
So it's just awesome. My eyes are my right eye. It's just my right eye.
You're supposed to take that pill same time every day.
I know.
Trayvon Diggs tweeted the cap, the blue cap.
That was it?
Yeah. Why did they choose the blue cap? I mean, why is the blue hat?
Is that the only emoji one?
Is it a default? I don't know. I mean, they have all kinds of emojis. You can manipulate the emojis nowadays.
Why?
But yeah, it's just the default, so I would imagine.
Maybe
just,
it is, yeah.
Why is he tweeting cap, Bobby, and what does cap mean for all the kids?
All right, kids. Cap means to lie, to mislead, mistruth is what that means. And so when somebody says no cap, that means that's the truth. You are telling the truth. But Trayvon did not tweet no cap. He tweeted with the cap, which means that he's saying someone is lying. Someone's telling falsities. And
maybe Calvin, just telling somebody to put a hat on. Like, nobody wants to see the top of your head.
Broadus. Broadus was in the stand. What an amazing picture that I think Kyle Yeomans and Chiafalo got of Broadus in the stand scouting, and he put the roster. If you watch it on the fan cam, this is what he did. He put the roster on top of his bald head so he did not get burned.
Yeah.
Incredible.
That's, I mean, that's next level ingenuity.
I just looked up the hat emojis. There's only the blue one, so that's why the blue.
Okay.
Yep.
So Calvin Watkins asked him, hey, what's the deal
with the... We don't like the color blue.
What's the deal with the baseball cap? Oh, gosh, that would probably be the next thing, wouldn't it? Yeah. We're going to demand Apple put in the red ones. So red, white, and blue hats. Trayvon Diggs said he's got nothing to elaborate on regarding his cap tweet. It seems to be a difference of opinion between Diggs and the front office.
I personally think G-Bag caused this. And I'm not having fun and picking a fight with G-Bag. I think this is a result of the Steven G-Bag interview where Steven went. I had a couple people yesterday say they were surprised that Steven like went in again on Trayvon. And they're disagreeing and arguing about when he knew to be here. Was it a de-escalator? Was it? So he lost the money. Mm-hmm. I got that confirmed yesterday. Yeah. I asked for the third time. Did he just not get a bonus, or did he lose the money? He lost the money. And they're arguing over where he is in the rehab process. So Steven's like, if he would have been in Frisco, he would have been further along. Trayvon has already tweeted, I am past expectations. So I think this is a result of Steven on G-Bag, and I'm going to believe that just to hype up the station ratings.
And then where you are in your rehab, it's like, I mean, this could be... It, from Trayvon's standpoint, I mean, he could say, look, it's just not healing the way it should.
Yeah.
And from the team's like, well, you're not doing the rehab you should be doing. If you were here, it would be better.
Trayvon says that's wrong, though. Trayvon even said, I'm ahead. He told everybody that I'm ahead of where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
But the reality is you are behind. Whether in practicality you're behind or not, like, I mean, the reality is the Cowboys are going to make the decision of when you step on the field, and they're saying you're behind. And so they're saying, the reality will be you are not ready to go.
Right. They're saying, look, let's just say it's a 9-month injury. They're like, you're going to be back in 9 months. Now, not all injuries. Some injuries get back at 8 months. Some it's 11. You know, not everything's uniform, but if you're there, you would think you'd be higher.
Inside the Star here on your home of the Dallas Cowboys, C.D. Lamb sits down with us on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube at 7:20 here on DFW Sports Station. But Peyton Russell says this is the end for single men on dating apps. It's Thursday at 6:40. It's the payload after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man Is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.